وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: وقال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقال تعالى: لقد كان في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون حضارته بما يحب به، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. ونرجو العلماء الكرام أن يستفيد الاختلاف ذلك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We commence by giving praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the praises that we give to Allah jalla wa ala be upon our beloved, our guides, and may the Lord be with us, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved friends, each one of us is very familiar and acquainted with the fundamental theme, the basis and the foundation of our deen. And that is none other than the most beautiful, complete, and perfect kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So honorable is the statement in the sight of Allah that if a person reads it once, with sincerity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. A man who enters this dunya, these are his first words, and when he departs from this dunya, these are his last words. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that such a person, Allah will not take any account of his entire life, even if he was to exist on this earth for 1,000 years. So we may go out by Allah Rabbul Izzah, keep you and I with this statement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with this mubarak and auspicious statement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will direct us to the Qiyamah and perfect moment. Beloved friends, our complete deen is actually founded, as they say, it is structured in this kalima. If you look at this kalima, if you do an analysis of this kalima, you will discover that this kalima constitutes, this statement constitutes two very basic principles. And that is La ilaha illallah, and the other principle is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We develop them yaqeen in the oneness, the qudrat, the powers, the treasures of one Allah. And together with this, we believe in the Risalah, the messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like any person, respected friend, wants to be admitted into the deen of Islam, any person wants to embrace the deen of Islam, then it will be a fundamental requirement. It will be of paramount importance that first and foremost, a person brings his heart to Islam. In other words, he must be convinced with his heart. Firm conviction, what is known as the tasdeeq bil jinan. Firm conviction in this kind. Without any hesitation, without any reluctance, without any ulterior motive, without any doubt, no vestige of doubt whatsoever when it comes to the belief in this kalima. Therefore, it is important to make any person understand who enters into the fold of Islam that if he is convinced about this kalima, then there is never a possibility in his life that there is a U-turn after coming to the deen of Allah. There is no way it will be tolerated that a person recognizes Allah, he recognizes and acknowledges Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he reverts to his old ways. In other words, he deserts the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my spectacles and beloved friends, this is the very first fundamental requirement, to have firm faith in this kalima. Coupled with this, very importantly, is for every person to acknowledge and admit the kalima with his tongue. Until and unless a man does not declare the kalima with his tongue, respected friends, there will always exist a doubt as to the status of his iman. If any person claims he is a mu'min but he is afraid to declare the kalima, he doesn't want to say the kalima of hand, then we are mukallaf and accountable for that which is apparent before us. We will judge a person by the kalima that he utters. So the utterance of the kalima is very, 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 very important, what is known as iqrar bil lisan. A person has to admit the kalima with his tongue. And the third very important requirement with regards to this statement, respected friends, is amal bil arkan. Once a person declares his faith in this kalima, Once a person acknowledges Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he must be prepared to bring his entire life upon this prayer. Because the deen of Allah is not theoretical, this deen of Islam is a practical way of life. So what is known as Amal bil Arkan, he is going to have to enact every aspect and every demand and dictate of his deen, physically with his body. Now respected friends, looking or coming back to the issue of the statement itself, we said there are two principles involved here. One is Allah and the other one is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to Allah, a person has to have the correct aqidah with regards to Allah, the correct belief with regards to Allah. And the first and foremost belief is Allahu Ahad, that He Allah is one. Numerically, Allah is one. He does not have any parents, neither does He have any partners, neither does He have any children. La sharika, wahda, He is alone. No partners, no associates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one in His sifat. In other words, He is unique in every quality of His. No one can share the sifat and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the attributes of Allah as they exist within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are told, respected friends, in Quran, Aminu, Ya ayyuhal ladina aminu, aminu, O people of Iman, once you have declared your faith in Allah, make a concerted effort to strengthen this faith in the oneness of Allah. Together with this, respected elders and beloved friends, we have to understand that Allah is the supreme sovereign of the entire universe. La ilaha illallah. There is absolutely no one and nothing that can do besides Allah, the one Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-samad. He is totally independent of all of His creation. He is subhan. He is free from any imperfection, weakness, shortcomings. Allah is free of any human need. He doesn't eat, He doesn't sleep, He doesn't tire, He doesn't get in any way dependent on any creation. Allah is free, respected friends, of the need, la, that means negating anything and everything besides Allah. That money, governments, people, weapons, they cannot do illallah. Only Allah is there. So this yaqeen has to come into the heart of every reciter of this kalima. Allah is the one who has no beginning, he has no end, he has no partners, he has no children. He does as he pleases, when he pleases, how he pleases. He does with means, without means, and against means. Yaqeen. Another right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected friends, is that a man has to develop the true love of Allah. Alladheena amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. Quran says the people of Iman. Once you profess Iman in Allah, you must develop the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the demand of love, respected friends, is whatever the command of the beloved is, we will fulfill. Whatever the command of the beloved is, we are prepared to fulfill. Therefore, the ita'at of Allah is essential. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ati'u Allah. O people of Iman, obey Allah. Obey Him. So irrespective of how difficult, how cumbersome the command of Allah might seem outwardly, we have to surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the rights of Allah is that we fear Allah is ought to be feared. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O people of Iman, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Fear Allah is ought to be feared. And the fear of Allah is the fountainhead of all wisdom. A man who has the fear of Allah will be able to obey Allah. A man who has the fear of Allah will be able to fulfill the command of Allah. A man who has the fear of Allah will abstain from the prohibitions of Allah. Until and unless you do not have true love of Allah and the fear of Allah, it will not be possible to obey Allah. And the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, the obedience of Allah can only come through the ma'rifat of Allah. We have to know who is Allah. This is the purpose of our existence, to know Allah and to worship Him. This is an equal right. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah has mentioned in Surah Al-Dhariyat that I have not created man, neither have I created the species of jinn, except that they firstly know me and then worship me. So as we have been describing Allah now, this knowledge and the mindfulness of Allah has come to each and every person.
And how will we gain the ma'rifat of Allah sitting in the company of the people who know Allah? Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. That with regards to Rahman, ask those who are aware of Allah. Gain the recognition of Allah through the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, the people of Allah. My respected brothers and beloved friends, these are with regards to the first principle of this kalima, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming to the second principle, which constitutes our deen, is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we have to bring iman that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Without bringing iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman is incomplete. Success is unattainable. So if any person was to tell us, for that matter, that a Jew and a Christian also believes in Allah, but reality is this, they fail to acknowledge Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of Allah. Therefore, they will fail hopelessly in the sight of Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah declares in Quran, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. In another verse, Allah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might not be the father of any of you adult males, but undoubtedly he is the messenger of Allah. He has been sent, divinely appointed by Allah, to convey the message of Allah to humankind. Till the last day, respected friends, he will be the Nabi of entire humanity till the last day. Why? Because no messenger will come thereafter. وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah says he is the sealed true messenger. So if any person lays claim to Risalat, if any person claims that he receives wahi from Allah, if any person claims that any of the other makhluk or any other human being has a status and position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Nabi of Allah, such man is a kaddab. He is a blatant, flagrant liar. Such a person deserves to be executed. For Allah has declared it unequivocally in Quran, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is the seal to the world. So this is that belief in yaqeen we have to believe in Rasulullah, that we have to bring in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coupled with that, respected friends, it is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person obeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For iman can never be complete without the obedience and itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has made it emphatically clear in Quran that whoever will obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only will this person attain and secure the ultimate success of akhirah. Obedience to Allah alone is not sufficient, but obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of the obedience to Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever has obeyed me, in reality has obeyed Allah. Therefore Allah has made it once again clear in Quran, وَمَنْ أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُدُوهُ. Whatever the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to you, hold fast onto it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوهُ. And this is Allah speaking, that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited you from, whatever he has made forbidden, Allah says, restrain and abstain from it. So itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of paramount importance. Therefore it is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we understand what are his commands. What has he commanded us? Likewise, my recognized and beloved friends, the Ahmad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to have true respect and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is that when his name is taken, never should we allow an occasion to go by without saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem also says, the greatest miser is that person when my name is taken before him, he does not remember me. In the hadith of Ramadan, if you are familiar with it, Rasulullah started to step onto the minbar and he said, Ameen, first step, second step, third step. When Sahaba inquired, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, apart from the first and the second dua, one of those duas of curses that you read leveled against people was that when Rasulullah's name is stated, they do not send salawat and durood upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's simple. What reverence and honor this personality holds in the eyes of Allah. His name also suggests his praiseworthy disciple of Allah, Muhammad. No name was held by any creation before him. This particular, no individual held this name before him. Allah Ta'ala selected and Allah proposed this name for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Arsh-e Zameen par mera naam hai Muhammad, Arsh-e Zameen par mera naam hai Muhammad. On the exalted throne of Allah is my name Ahmad. And on the carpet of this earth will I be known as Muhammad. Both of them have the same praise word. Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday illahi wa rasulih. O people of Iman, never walk before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of this. Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. That, O people of Iman, do not raise your voices above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran says, La taj'alu du'a al-rasul baynakum ka du'a'i ba'dikum ba'da. That you will not address and call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how you call each other. Never will you address him by his name. That is why you always address him as Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulullah. You will never have the courage and the audacity to say, O Muhammad. And this is his azmah. Respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coupled with this, my respected brothers and beloved friends, is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He deserves to be loved. He deserves to be loved by each one of us. True love. Scholars say that there are four contributing factors to love. Jamal, Kamal, Nawal and Tarabat. Beauty, perfection, generosity and filial association. That means closely knit relationships. Natural involuntary love for someone. If you look at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you might be epitome of beauty. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if the women of the era of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam were so infatuated with the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that they cut off their fingers, and this is documented and enshrined in the Quran and Kareem, that if Allah was to reveal the beauty of my Muhammad, they would have cut off their hearts. And this is the reality. Sahaba gave their hearts, their lives for Rasulullah. If ever he was equated, respected friends, he was equated with the son of the moon. Safiya bint Khuyayl radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is part of Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the wife of Rasulullah, before she came into the marriage of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, I had a dream where the sun settled on my left. Her husband was a non-Muslim. He interpreted this for her, respected friends. This is the desire to marry Muhammad. Sahabi says, I find Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the environment of the Ka'batullah. It was the full moon. When I compared him to the full moon, I concluded he outshone in countenance the full moon. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha has one statement that the horizon possesses a sun, S-O-N. We also have a sun. Our sun, the difference is it rises even after Isha. Our sun rises even after Isha. If there was anybody that could have encapsulated the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in words, was Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى فَتْحُ عَيْنٍ. More beautiful than yourself, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, have I never ever laid my eyes on. وَأَجْبَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرِدِ النِّسَى. More beautiful than yourself, has no women ever given birth to. He deserves to love. His perfection is respected. His perfection. We are infatuated and obsessed with perfection in gadgets, in technology, in individuals, whether they be actors or musicians or sports heroes. Why? Because of the perfection in the field. There could be no perfection, perfection, and the perfection of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every dimension. Whether it be his seerah, whether it be his surah, with his beauty outwardly, or for that matter, his akhlaq and his character. Such a Nabi of such perfection, respected friends, is a poet who simply sums it up that fathers could have to read Jesus as if some other. After Allah, you are the noblest of the long story short. After Allah, you are the noblest. After Allah, you are the greatest. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannah is haram for any individual to enter until Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam does not enter Jannah. If there's anybody that will be allowed shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah, respected friends, it will be first Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When mankind will be running helter-skelter, seeking assistance and aid from each other, there will be no one to come to the rescue of man except Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he will then stand before Allah and plead with Allah and intercede with Allah, what is known as the shafa'at al-kubra. 120 sukuf of mankind on the day of Qiyamah, 80 subs belong to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What perfection? What perfection, respected brothers and beloved friends? بَلَغَ الْعُلَىٰ بِكَمَالِهَا. He has reached exalted, exalted position because of his kamalat, because of his perfection. كَشَفَ الْحُجَىٰ بِجَمَالِهِ. Even darkness was eradicated because of his beauty. حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. Every attribute, every quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beautiful. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَعَالِهِ. Therefore send salawat and durood upon him. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina mulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina mulana Muhammad. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu said, "Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin ka'annahu qad khuliqta kama tasha." Something to the effect that you have been created of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but such perfection, it is as though you had a choice in your own creation. As though you had a choice in your own creation. Generous, I can't believe. The poet says, respected friend, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said no to anyone. No, this did not exist in his dictionary. Something to the effect, مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَّا فِي التَّشَهُدِ لَوْ لَا التَّشَهُدُ لَكَانُ لَا أُذُوا نَعَمْ. He never said no except on one occasion when he had to declare the shahada, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَّا فِي التَّشَهُدُ. That there is no deity worthy of worship beside Allah. That is the only no. He encouraged generosity. Share and share and share with humanity. Al-Yadul Kulya Akhira Min Al-Yadul Sukla, the hand that gives, the hand above, is any kind better than the hand below. He deserves to be loved. Rather, after the difference, if we love anybody, we love him because of his close association with us. Allah declares in Surah Al-Ahzab, in the Nabi, Ola bin Al-Mu'mineen and the Muslims. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is closer to the believers than they are to themselves. He loves us more than we love ourselves. Closer to us. Sahaba had us. Involuntary love. But how a person loves naturally, what is called filial love. You love naturally your parents, your mother, your father. They love Allah's Nabi more than they love their parents. At every occasion they would say, may my mother and father be sacrificed to Allah. My brothers and beloved friends, it is the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Allah. But the demand of true love is that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da'wah karte hai aashik ka wa kaam karte hai fasik ka doesn't make sense. You claim you love him and yet you are a fasik, you violate the sharia that he brought. It is his right that I should be following. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you profess love for Allah, then follow me. This is an indication and a sign and evidence of your love for Allah. Follow me. And Allah will in turn love you. Allah will reciprocate with better love. And Allah, Rabbul Izzat, will forgive you your sins. And the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected friends, is to bring alive his sunnah. And it will not be go unrewarded. مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّةِ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ الْأُمَّةِ فَرَضُ وَأَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Whoever will hold fast onto my sunnah, in the era when sunnah will be disregarded, When man will distance himself from Sunnah, on that particular occasion, a man holds fast on the Sunnah, Allah will give him the ajr of 100 martyrs. 100 martyrs. Sunnah of Rasulullah. Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. Riwayat of Tirmidhi, whoever enlightens my Sunnah is fully loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانُ مَعْيَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ Whoever really loves me will be my companion in paradise. Try to imagine the paradise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever really loves me will bring alive my sunnah. And whoever brings alive my sunnah, whether it be in seerat or surat, in his akhlaq or in his appearance, in his actions from eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, talking, business, marriage, irrespective of which aspect of our life, look for the sunnah. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the practical dimension of Islam. That's why Allah sent him, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah says that indeed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfect role model. It's the most beautiful sample and example. If anybody is looking for an example of a human being in any department or sphere of life, look towards Muhammad alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his heart, respected friends, that we remember. We cannot afford to forget him. The person who will send the word of the Messenger of Allah, Allah will send 10 verses to him. Some riwayat mentioned Allah will forgive his 10 sins and Allah will elevate his degrees in Jannah by 10. For every durood and salawat of the Messenger. Today is Jumu'ah, whoever will increase salawat and salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger said, whoever will recite the most durood will be the closest to him. Whoever will read 1,000 durood on a Jumu'ah, Allah will never allow him to leave this dunya unless and until he visualizes his place in paradise. يا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله تعالى constantly sends mercy and rahmat and barakat and awarat to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The malaika constantly beseech Allah, they implore Allah, beg Allah to do so. And you, O Ummat of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Send salawat and salam upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is his right that he should be the zikr to be made. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَةً. Allah says, we have elevated your mention. We have elevated your mention. My respected brothers and beloved friends. And last but not least, one of the greatest hukuk of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the fikr, the gham, the worry, and the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was offered everything of this world to discard his mission, but under no circumstances. لوضيع في الشرق في يميني والقمر في يساري ما تركت هذا الامر حتى يذهب الله دينه واخلف في طلبي او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام put the sun in my right hand, give me the moon in my left hand. I will never desert this mission of calling man to Allah until and unless Allah allows this deen to prevail over the entire earth, for that matter I am consumed in its efforts. Deen, the Ummah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our profound responsibility to make a similar fikr. We need to worry about ourselves, our families, and humankind at large. هَذِي سَبِيلِ يَحَدُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرًا أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ Quran, Surah Yusuf. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my mission, my way, my goal. I call towards Allah. I call towards Allah with firm yaqeen, with no hesitation. Myself and those who follow me. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to develop the worry and concern of Rasulullah. That his day becomes ours, his life becomes ours. His every action becomes ours. Respected friends, this is the message of Rabi'ul Awwal. When Rabi'ul Awwal arrives, respected friends, it should rejuvenate some spirit within our hearts for the love, the da'at, the tiba'at, asmat. Yaqeen, conviction of Rasulullah should increase in us the zikr of Rasulullah. It should increase in us the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard also, inshallah, tonight after Maghrib, between Maghrib and Isha at the Jami Masjid, there is a fikr, respected friends. A fikr specifically for the Malawi brothers. So a humble request is, inshallah, if we have any acquaintance of the Malawi brothers, whether they are working for us or our neighbors, etc., let us encourage them, inshallah, to proceed to the Jami Masjid. There is a foreign Jamaat from the Norway, Malawi, Alhamdulillah, in their message. They will be having a gathering for the Malawi brothers, inshallah. And after Isha, inshallah, supper will be served to those brothers. So, humble request is, inshallah, with our friends, that we encourage all of these brothers to proceed there after Maghrib Salah. We apologize to people.